As I delight in every experience of life, it repeats itself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you instant inspiration. As I delight in every experience in life, it repeats itself. Think about that. Think about that. You delight in harmony, you delight in tragedy, you delight in operations, you delight in all these things that you keep repeating. You keep telling people about your operation, about your unhappiness, about your lack of finances, about your ill health. Don't do that. Because as I delight in every experience in life, it repeats itself. So what experience in life would you like to repeat in your life? Have you ever been healthy? I would say the majority of the time of your life you're healthy. Have you ever been happy? The majority of the time of your life you're happy. Have you ever been rich? Not perhaps as you consider riches, but the majority of your life. You've always had enough to get along. You've always had enough to pay your bills. You've always had enough to eat, pay your doctor bills, do all the things you had to do. You always had enough. Now, that you would like to increase that you would like to have a better hold on that, that's okay. But remember, the majority of your life, majority of my life, has been spent in being in good health, in being abundantly supplied with whatever I needed, of having many wonderful friends, many wonderful people surrounding me every day of my life. Every day of my life, the majority of the experiences. Oh, there are ups and downs. Everyone has ups and downs, but that doesn't matter. That puts a little bit of sparkle into it sometimes. It reminds us to keep them on the up, keep them on the positive, keep them on the point of view where everything is in divine order. Now, are you able to do that? You sure can. As I delight in every experience in life, it repeats itself. What experience in life would you like to have repeat itself for you? Would you like to have the experience in life of having a wonderful relationship? One of my students was a very charming, talented, lovely girl, and she wanted a relationship with a man. And so she started chasing him. And I told her, I said, this isn't going to work. Be desirable, but don't chase. If you chase, you're going to scare him away. And she chased and scared him away. And she chased and scared him away, and she chased and scared him away. Then she started to be, you know, available, but desirable, but not chasing him. And all of a sudden, the two made a wonderful scene. They were together. They were happy. They were content. And when she would think something, he would almost immediately respond to it by doing it. Now, this is quite wonderful. But you see, so long as she chased after him, what was the condition? Now, be careful with your answer. What was the condition as long as she chased after him? She didn't have him. He was not her friend. He was not her lover. He was not her best person in the world. As long as she chased him, she was admitting she didn't have him. But the minute she didn't need him, didn't care whether he was there or not, just sort of acted, you know, blasé, then the relationship flowered and developed and became something beautiful. There are other people. They like tragedy in their life. Oh dear, everything's gone wrong. And they keep telling everybody everything's gone wrong. They keep pointing out how everything went wrong. They keep pointing out how their tragedy is the worst tragedy of anybody in the universe. Now, that's not unusual. A lot of people play that game. But as years go by, the tragedy loses its interest. And they stop being tragic. And as they stop being tragic, they start being their beautiful selves again. And they create in their world other beautiful selves. And they have some wonderful new experiences that they would never dream they would have had while they were being tragic. Now, while they're being tragic, they scared everybody away. While they're being tragic, everybody felt sorry for them. While they're being tragic, they felt lost in their heart, and lost in their life, and nothing would ever work. And then as the tragic aspect wore off a little bit, and they no longer were delighting in the tragic aspect, then new things started happening. New experiences started happening. A new life started happening. This is true for all of us. As I delight in every experience in life, it repeats itself for me. Now, what experience in life do you want to repeat for yourself? Now, I had a friend who said that nobody ever let her talk. Nobody ever let her say anything. And I told her right out, I said, you have nothing to say. You have nothing to say. You are merely filling space. Now, if you have something to say, everybody will let you talk. Well, then she started having something to say. She started having convictions. She started believing in herself, started saying that what she was saying was worthwhile being heard. She believed it was worthwhile being heard by her. That's all that matters. And then other people started being interested too. And wonderful things started happening. She started liking herself, and she started leaving behind unhappiness and illness and other things. You see, so long as we create that for ourselves, we create ourselves right out of the ballpark. Now, you cannot be in a tragic mode forever. You think some people are, but they're not. You know, we watched Pollyanna, and the mother of this one lady was in bed, and she was tragic. She was dying, she was dying, she was dying. And Pollyanna went in there and says, you look fine. You're not dying, you look just fine. Oh, shut up, little child. You don't know what you're talking about. You know, I'm dying. And then Pollyanna showed her the reflections on the wall of the little crystals that were hanging from her lamp. And, oh, that's fun, that's nice. And, but she stayed in bed. But just as soon as Pollyanna left, she got up and started looking how the crystals were reflecting on the wall. And her daughter came in. Oh, mother, you're up. How wonderful. I am not. I'm sick. But it changed. You see, she had a new motive to live. She had a new lust for living. She had a new desire. And so she stopped being sorry for herself. Well, Pollyanna didn't make her stop being sorry for herself. She just stopped being sorry for herself because she had a new interest in life. And she had a new delight in every experience in life. The reason Pollyanna was so successful, she had a delight in everything she did in life. And we can have that same delight in everything we do in life because it's fun. And when we do things that make us happy and fulfill us, then it is fun. But when we don't do things that make us happy and fulfill us, then we are not having fun. Now, how are you going to have fun? How are you going to make your life into a fabulous experience? Well, if you feel sorry for yourself, I have no pity for you. I say, go for it and die. If you feel sorry for yourself, die. Because you're not in my world. Because you soon will be dead out of my world. You will, if you don't want to die physically, you will disappear. You will be in another area. But you won't be in my world so long as you feel sorry for yourself. Because in my world, nobody feels sorry for themselves. Everybody loves themselves. Okay, now, if you feel that you're sick, you're going to die. Because nobody feels sick in my world. Everybody loves themselves. Everybody is whole and perfect. Everybody's fantastic. And if you're going to die, you go die somewhere else, not in my experience. But that's your business. I only accept in my world what I am. And I am whole and perfect. And I am happy. And I am joyous. And I am peaceful. And I am loving. You are too. You're 99 and 99 100%, just like ivory soap is pure. 99 and 99 100%, you are well. You are happy. You are fulfilled. You have wonderful friends and relations. You have everything going for you. 99 and 99 100%. Now, that's a lot, but we want that 100%. So, should you ever allow yourself to delight in your experiences of unhappiness, you will compound them, and you're going to mess up that 99 and 99 100%. You're going to have like 98%. You know. But don't do that. Just see yourself as a super, super being. See yourself as desirable and wonderful and happy, and delight in every experience that you have in life, and watch it repeat itself. As I told you, when my airplane ground looped, they came out and said, go, go, go. And so I did. And I delighted in that experience. Now, if I had felt sorry for myself and said, oh my gosh, I can't fly, I'm afraid, you know, then I would have lost the wonderful opportunity. And I didn't dare do that because my son was taking flying lessons at the same time I was, and we were supposed to finish together. It's true, he was sharper and smarter and more flying by the seat of his pants than I did. I was sort of a mature, not a worrywart, but a mature, cautious being, carefully doing everything I did so that I'd be sure that I did it right. But he just did everything with abandon and was perfect all the time. I mean, you know, wow. Would that we had that feeling of doing everything right. What a wonderful feeling that must be. What a wonderful feeling. And what a great way to go. And you can have that. Just delight in everything you do, in every experience you have. And as you delight in every experience you have, you know what happens? All the experiences compound themselves. Exponentially, they compound themselves to become greater and greater. And pretty soon, you don't even remember ever being unhappy, sad, unfulfilled, poor, sick in any way. You don't even remember it. You just live in the wholeness of your divine self, in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. And what a super way to go. And that's my recommendation to me, to go that way. And if you want to join me, I will share with you all of my happiness. And I will share all of your happiness. I love you. I love you. I love you.